I'm David G. Sheshnag Yoga Center. I got my hood on because that's my coat of armor. Nah, it's my lack of professionalism in the yogic environment. Nah, I just want to talk about the word conscious. So, heaps of people throwing around the word conscious. And I'm very literal with my interpretation of words. Because in the beginning was the word, and the word was Om. Anyway, what does conscious mean? And I'm not talking about like when your brain waves are in the alpha or beta state, when you're in your everyday functioning state with an externalized waking awareness. That's documented. There is a state of awareness when you are awake and you are consciously aware of your external environment, and you have to be conscious because you have to rock up to work or you have to meet people. You have to be aware. That's the waking state. There's also the dreaming state and the deep sleep state. And then there's another state written about by the yogis, which is called Turiya in Sanskrit. It means the state beyond those three other states. The experience or the word conscious does not relate to the waking state. Well, it does on a superficial level. But the word conscious means that every interaction you have, are you consciously aware that you are connected to everyone? Do you work in a way that you do not extract from the other interaction on some way, and it's a mutually beneficial experience? Bruce Lipton says that we maybe conscious 1% of our day, and he's researched it like nobody else. So if we only may be conscious that we're connected to everything 1% of our day, what are we doing for the other 99% of our experience and expression? We're actually walking around expressing our subconscious programming. I don't know how to fix it for you. I don't know how to... Anyone can become more conscious. I'm off me guts, been trying to assimilate with this experience of being consciously aware of being connected to everything, as well as my utilizing my universal aspect to enhance my life. Hasn't been going real well. Been burning off some serious karma through pain. But in the pain, I'm still consciously aware that I deserve it. And all the interactions are just on a karmic level. That's what being conscious is. Being aware that holistically, everything's perfectly divine and perfectly coordinated by the great being and that aspect of myself to fulfill my predetermined agenda on a spiritual level. Om Namah Shivaya. Good luck becoming more conscious. Because there's bombardment of your mind to keep you subconscious, to keep you separate, to keep you nationalistic, to keep you consuming, to keep you addicted. Whoa! That's a few of the things that are planted in your subconscious mind. It's crazy, man. Om Namah Shivaya, sheshnag.com. What on earth is Kundalini series? Go off! Shravana 2016, the month of Shiva. Monday, the day of Shiva. Om Namah Shivaya! Salutations to the great being. Peace.